Investors in McDonald's may be feeling a little queasy. The company's stock fell again today. That's after falling more than 8% yesterday when the world's largest restaurant chain announced that it will lose money in the fourth quarter, the first loss since the company went public 37 years ago. Joining us now to talk about that and other problems facing McDonald's is Dennis Milton, who follows the fast food business for Standard & Poor's. Mr. Milton, the first loss in McDonald's history, this sounds pretty serious. Are things really bad?
Well, things in a historical perspective are not very good in that the company is not showing the powerful growth that it has in the past.
What's the main reason for this?
To an extent, they have saturated the market in the United States, and so it's making it very difficult for it to grow at a time when the fast food industry isn't growing very much. A lot of their growth is being sapped off by higher quality, better service offerings in the restaurant industry.
You see two or three McDonald's, say, within two or three blocks of each other. I mean, did they really make a mistake in that?
Well, I don't know that they made a mistake in it, and that depending on where you are, I'm not sure that those restaurants would cannibalize each other's sales. But it does show that there's just not much more room for growth or more units in the United States. Currently, there are over 13,000 units of McDonald's. At that level, it makes it difficult for the company to ensure that their franchisees keep the high quality standards.
You said there's not much more growth in the fast food industry. How has McDonald's been hurt by competition with other fast food restaurants? It was in a price war with Burger King, for instance, wasn't it?
Well, it has been in the last 2 months in a price war with Burger King, and it has not really spurred traffic as they had anticipated. They still have a perceived problem with the quality of their service and the quality of their food. And Burger King is not someone who has really been hurting them over the last few years. It's more competition such as Wendy's, which is seen as a better operator.
So are they really going to be focusing on that, trying to improve the service, for instance?
Well, they have been focused on it. They realize it's a problem, and they're doing what they can. Problem is that at over 13,000 stores, again, it's going to take time for their efforts to come across their entire store portfolio.
Well, it's interesting because wasn't McDonald's in the beginning, wasn't its hallmark sort of that you would get uniform and good service no matter where you went?
Yes, that's one of the reasons for its success is that they were able to offer a very good product and good service, and you could get the same product throughout the world. The problem is that they've not really changed their menu, while tastes have somewhat moved away from just a burger-driven menu.
Now, McDonald's is getting into some other fast food markets, buying Chipotle, for instance, and some other brands. Is it trying to diversify now?
It has. It is. It has been trying to diversify for several years now, and it's made some investments, particularly in the fast casual industry, such as Boston Market and Chipotle. Problem is that those operations are so small relative to the McDonald's operation that it's going to take some time and some growth before those businesses and concepts can really contribute to McDonald's earnings.
Do you think we're going to be seeing fewer McDonald's, but maybe better McDonald's in the future?
Well, you may be seeing fewer. You certainly won't be seeing many more. The company has already indicated that they will scale back any growth initiative they have in the United States with respect to the McDonald's brand. And they are certainly hoping to improve the quality of their service. And they're going to focus more of their energy and money on improving their service and the quality of their stores over the next couple of years.
All right. Thanks very much, Mr. Milton.
Sure.
Dennis Milton follows the fast food business for Standard & Poor's.